Hello there, Richard.
Hi, Nick.
Thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
So, thriller writing. How did you get into that specifically?
I started off as a produced playwright. In fact, I started off writing satire, which is great fun because if you're trying to make people laugh, you know, people laughing are hitting the right buttons.
Broadcast but, stuff? Or
No, just sort of fringe theatre, basically, initially. But I'd always wanted to write a novel. And at the time I started writing, crime fiction was soaring. So I thought I'd try a thriller. I wrote one and basically tore it up and hid it in my neighbour's dustbin. And then I thought, well, I'm not sending that anywhere, but I'm going to try another, have another crack. I gave myself 6 months, managed to get a contract, and that was Apostle Rising, which you mentioned, which has done extremely well, sold foreign rights throughout Europe, and I'm now writing the sequel for that because it is actually unfinished.
Oh, fantastic. I'm stuck on the idea that there is a lost Godwin classic in a dustbin somewhere, so that when you become incredibly rich and incredibly... when you're at Dan Brown type status, there will be people hunting through your neighbour's bins to dig out your first work. Have you not got it on a computer somewhere?
I have, yes. I have it on a disc, but...
That's great.
Mr. Glamour and now One Lost Summer.
Yeah, so this is out next month.
This is, official publication date, 14th of June.
Set in Surrey?
Set exclusively in Surrey, apart from two pages where the central character goes to Kensington.
Oh, really? This is a very local thriller.
It's very local, almost all in Shepperton.
Tell me all about it and why you set it in Surrey.
Right, well, I've lived in Surrey all my life, virtually, apart from when I'm in the States. So a lot of the novel is about the very precise lifestyle and the roads of Surrey. Having written a novel before that where I had to actually go on Google Maps every 2 hours and research and make notes, I thought, I'm not doing that again. I actually want to visually know.
It's essentially laziness.
It's not entirely laziness. It's the fact that this is a very visual novel.
Right.
And there's a lot of detail about the roads. Broadlands Avenue and Shepperton features quite a lot. Shepperton also lends itself to the novel because filming and filmmaking is in there, Pinewood Studios. Yeah. And the central character, Rex, is very much into filming. In fact, the story starts with him leaving his house in Richmond, going to Shepperton, and he seems to be suffering from some sort of memory lapse. He meets his next-door neighbour, Evangeline Glass, who's this very alluring, beautiful woman, who invites him over to one of her many summer parties, where he meets her very possessive, domineering husband, Harry, and her friends. And he becomes obsessed by Evangeline and convinced that she's not who she says she is. And he starts to film her covertly, discovers she has a lover, and he blackmails her into playing a game of identity. He wants her to act out the part of a woman called Coral. And as she begins to act out Coral, she begins to actually question her own identity and her own past. So it's very much a kind of... It's a jigsaw puzzle of who is actually telling the truth here.
Are there any good guys in this?
Because
your central character sounds like a nasty piece of work.
Rex... Now, it's funny. Reviewers are saying that Rex... you can't figure him out for most of the book, and it's told through his eyes. It's a first-person narrative.
So he's a kind of unreliable narrator.
He is exactly an unreliable narrator, partly because he's got memory loss. But there's also this character, Coral, who may or may not be a figment of his imagination, might be Evangeline's alter ego. Are there any good guys? Yes, some of Evangeline's friends are nice people. They warn him about her. Evangeline... I wouldn't say she's bad, she's flawed. She's corrupted by Harry, who's bought her, if you like. Everyone has a secret. Reviewers are sort of saying it's one of those books where you're never going to look at your next door neighbour the same way again.
which is a wonderful effect to have created. So you've set up the intrigue. Presumably it all tears towards a thrilling conclusion. Why it's a thriller.
It does tear towards a thrilling conclusion. In fact, of all my books, I like the ending of this one the best. But that's just me as the author, and authors are notoriously bad judges of their own work. It's also very much a summer novel. Given the lousy summer we had last year, and so far it's awful weather, every page is in a heat wave. It's set during this incredible heat wave.
It must be fiction, pure fiction. You exactly. Unless you're just... Because everyone remembers the summers of their youth being a lot hotter than they probably actually were, don't they?
I remember one or two, yeah.
So maybe you were imagining, channeling that when you were writing it.
Possibly was, yeah.
Richard, it's a real pleasure to meet you. It's called One Lost Summer. It's out on the 14th of June. Do you have a preferred way of selling books? Because I know there are a multiplicity of avenues and opportunities for flogging your stuff, aren't there?
Well, it will be in all good retailers. It's on. It's actually available for pre-order with Amazon and the Book Depository now.
You don't care how people find it, so long as they buy it and you get the royalties.
I don't mind. However people like to buy it, and it will be coming out as an ebook a few weeks later as well. So okay. If people want to download it onto their Kindle or their Kobos, it's all the thing nowadays.
You don't sit on the tube up in London and everyone's just reading on their Kindles.
That's it.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And I hope it becomes another bestseller, and I hope that when you've finished your sequel to your first novel, Apostle Rising, you come back in and tell us about that.
I'd love to, Nick. It'd be my pleasure.
Nice to meet you, Richard. Thanks very much. One last time, this book is called One Lost Summer, and it's out next month. The time is 8:32.